With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Amid distressing allegations of child abuse and neglect, Texas Governor Greg Abbott demanding the Biden administration shut down a San Antonio facility that houses unaccompanied migrant children.
This facility is a health and safety nightmare.
Governor Abbott saying that state authorities have received multiple tips focusing on four key allegations. First, that youngsters are being sexually assaulted. Second, there aren't enough staff members to properly supervise the kids.
Third, some children in this facility are not eating throughout the day. And fourth, children with COVID are not being physically separated from children without COVID.
Abbott blames open border policies, adding that the Biden administration is now presiding over the abuse of children. Meanwhile, neither the president nor the vice president, who's in charge of handling the border crisis, have visited the border. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan is among Republicans who have gone to the border.
We were with Border Patrol agents yesterday. They told us that last month was the busiest month in the history of Border Patrol since they've been keeping records, since they've been keeping data. Busiest month on record.
Customs and Border Protection reports the arrest of a member of the notorious MS-13 gang. The individual detained after entering the U.S. from Mexico, the 28-year-old from El Salvador described as a documented MS-13 gang member. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden setting his sights on gun control. His latest executive orders, half dozen of them, to be unveiled later today. On Wall Street this hour, stock futures in positive territory. Dow futures up 5 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 123 points. S&P futures 13 points higher. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. He shot his brother, and he might have had no choice but to do it. Jacksonville police say that overnight yesterday, they rushed a man to the hospital from an apartment on Tall Pine Lane West and also took his brother into custody. Neighbors told them there was some sort of an argument before the shots rang out. There's been no recent word on how the man who was shot is doing. A homeless shelter that was opened to house those from a former tent city is about to close. Today's the last day the Bridge Shelter in downtown Jacksonville will be open. It was only designed to operate for the 30 days following the tent city's closure. Jacksonville police rushed the shooting victim to the hospital, but it turned out to be too late. The unnamed victim died yesterday. He was in his early 30s. They got the calls late yesterday morning to come to West 23rd and North Laura Streets. Anyone with any information is asked to call Crime Stoppers right away. As always, that can be done anonymously. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Financial issues plague us all, especially in these uncertain times. Dan Celia helps us navigate these difficult financial times every weekday from 9 till noon on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic on 295 headed south a little before the Buckman Bridge. Add about 2 or 3 extra minutes, and if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 85. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 61. Right now, 56 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With 1,000 people moving to Florida each day, the Florida Home Builders Association says their business is facing a construction worker shortage to keep up with the demand. Teachers unions are still fighting a return to the classroom despite the huge number of vaccines being distributed. And in his proposed infrastructure plan, President Biden outlines plans to build more high-speed rail.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM,
WBOB.
The three fastest hours anywhere in morning talk radio. 2 hours remaining. Sit back, enjoy the morning drive. You will be entertained. May not have to agree with me and Raj on some of the issues, but it will be very fast-paced. Again, all the way with you to 9 a.m. Talk radio, WBOB. Teachers unions are still resisting going back to the classroom, even after a lot of them have been offered and given the COVID vaccine out there. Fox News.
Teachers union still resisting a return to the classroom. It comes as the CDC says that 80% of all teachers, school staff, and childcare workers have received at least the first dose of vaccine. And one of the latest demands, some unions now want stipends for childcare.
Weekend, Fox Weekend host Pete Hegseth says, does it just prove that maybe our teachers no longer essential when everybody else, for the most part, has gone back to work?
80% of teachers are vaccinated. They still won't go to the classrooms. It shows us they're the extortionists we knew they were from the beginning. You know, they're proving more and more each day that they're non-essential workers. I mean, think about it. Nurses, pharmacists, grocery store clerks, Walmart workers,
yes,
truck drivers, none of them had vaccines. They all kept working, and somehow they were willing to, and they knew they were the lifeblood of our economy. And teachers stood at home and said, I need more ventilation, and we need to defund the police, and now I need my vaccine, but not everyone has a vaccine, so I can't go back to the class. It's a joke. The only thing we should be defunding is the teachers' unions, because they stand between kids and good educations, school choice, vouchers, homeschooling, I don't care what it is. Empower parents to get them out of these places where teachers' unions are crushing them.
Maybe the smart thing may need to happen next. According to Gutfeld, the host of Gutfeld, Greg Gutfeld, he says, and how we do with many government programs, instead of the government money going straight to the institution of the government entity, maybe we need to send it to the individual, and that should happen to students and parents when it comes to education.
27 states have introduced bills to expand programs to fund K through 12 to fund the students instead of the institutions. And this is a really, really huge growing movement. And we already do this in other places. We already fund people directly with food stamps and Medicaid and Pell Grants and GI bills. It's time to do it with K through 12. I mean, you know, just pull it out of the schools and give it to the students. I mean, we don't fund the grocery store.
Right.
We fund the person buying the groceries. We give them the food stamps. So this is how we got to treat education. And the only way to change that is create competition by empowering the families to be able to spend their money, which they can get instead of the public schools, on something that actually helps their kids.
The Biden White House says that an infrastructure bill will create not millions, but tens of millions of jobs.
It's a historic investment in America intended to create tens of millions of jobs, rebuild our country's infrastructure, and position the United States to outcompete.
That's the White House under the Biden administration of Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondi. But Fox News' Peter Ducey says those numbers aren't really that accurate.
Moody's suggests it would create 19 billion jobs.
But a close review of that Moody's report finds a forecast that even without this multi-trillion dollar plan, the U.S. economy is projected to create 16 million jobs over the next decade anyway. And with the plan, fewer than 3 million additional jobs.
But then again, if they need $2.3 trillion plus more, how much would that cost each job?
Fox Business calculates out to about $830,000 per job. The big PR push for White House officials is redefining infrastructure as being about more than roads and bridges, to include replacing lead pipes and encouraging green innovation, all funded by new taxes on businesses.
President Biden was asked several questions at a press conference about his role in some of the plans and ideas that he wants to outline in the infrastructure plan.
There's hundreds of Flints all across America.
Flint, Michigan's what he's talking about. There are hundreds of Flint, Michigan's all throughout the country. He also says the goal of high-speed rail is on its way.
Imagine a world where you and your family can travel coast to coast without a single tank of gas, or in a high-speed train close to as fast as you can go across the country in a plane. I'm not trying to punish anybody. Maybe it's because I come from a middle-class neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of ordinary people being fleeced.
But fleeced by who? The issue, vaccine passports, kind of an interesting issue. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says, hey, we ain't doing it, nor are we going to allow businesses to do it. But what throughout the rest of the country, private sector, they're looking at this issue again about implementing a vaccine passport before you patronize or allowed to come into their service.
A new battle is brewing over so-called vaccine passports as more companies and schools consider whether to require their employees, customers, and students to prove they're vaccinated. Florida's governor already banned businesses from requiring proof of vaccination, saying vaccine passports would create two classes of citizens based on vaccination.
The boycott that has taken place through MLB, Stacey Abrams came out and says, hey, we shouldn't have it. Fox News says, hey, you were behind it all the way. Now, according to Fox News affiliate WFLX 31 in Albany, the Georgia boycott is going to hurt a lot of those in the black-owned business community.
The MLB moved the All-Star game after Georgia passed new voting laws. Some business owners are calling this boycott simply crushing. African-Americans represent nearly 50% of Atlanta's population. Some minority business owners say moving the All-Star game from Atlanta to Denver is not good for their business and will cost them revenue. The travel and tourism industry could also take a major financial hit. The Cobb County Travel and Tourism Bureau estimates the move could cost the state more than $100 million. The Bureau said that over 8,000 hotel rooms are reserved for that game that will now not be needed. On top of that, the
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis hits back at CBS News for the hit job of 60 Minutes that did one on him. This is what the governor said this past week.
And it shows you how dishonest these are, smear merchants. That's why nobody trusts corporate media. They are a disaster in what they're doing. They knew what they were doing was a lie. I knew what they were doing was a lie. Everybody here knows what they were doing is a lie. They know that we know they're lying, and yet they continue to lie. And they lied and they lied and they lied.
But Roger, we just make friends with them. They won't lie anymore about us, right?
I'm not saying you're ever going to be best buds, BFFs with the media. But, you know, as I mentioned before, you can have an adversarial relationship like we have, for example, with Russia, or you can have war. I think probably the adversarial relationship would be smarter for the governor.
We offered them the information, and they declined to interview the key people because they didn't want to let go of the narrative. Well, guess what? There's going to be consequences for that. I know corporate media thinks that they can just run over people. You ain't running over this governor. I'm punching back, and I'm going to continue.
So he says we offered you the information. You didn't want to take us. We try to be friends with you guys, but you kind of like that, right? Stuck it to us?
Yeah.
Just got to be. Maybe he's not nice enough. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that they've got the power 24/7 on numerous Roger. Channels to constantly make him look like the worst thing that ever happened
to
America.
Do they have the power?
Or they can occasionally say bad things about him.
Roger, we have a lot of power, but we don't dictate and formulate elections results now, do we?
No, we don't. No.
All right, well, there you go.
Okay.
I know sometimes we like to, but anyway. All right. Coming up next. The Florida Home Builders Association says that 1,000 people are moving to the state each day, but they still got a worker shortage out there. And businesses, is it lawsuits again? What needs to be done? I've covered, I got to tell you something, as a reporter for years, I've covered a lot in the industry out there. And are they just being treated in a bad way because of all the growth that's taken place? And the bottom line is, what can be done? They're not the villains. We'll talk about this coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Our roads are looking pretty smooth for the most part, but there is a bit of light traffic on 295 headed north, right at Phillips Highway. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 85. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 61. Right now, 56 degrees. Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
I deployed with the U.S. Army in 2003. I've been in 8 different IED explosions. I don't know how many gunfights we've been in. 5.5 years of combat, it takes its toll on you. A lot of cumulative experience and trauma.
Canines for Warriors pairs specially trained dogs with vets in need.
You know, the thing I can tell you about my dog is his eyes have that perfect amount of judgment, but also that perfect amount of love. And no matter what I do, he just looks at me like I'm either an idiot or I'm the best thing in the world. He's my cranky old man, and I love him.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to K9sForWarriors.org.
You're invited to the biggest party in town. The Clay County Agricultural Fair turns 35, and what a ride it's been. Come safely join the celebration from April 1st through April 11th with the return of your fair favorites. Rides, food, entertainment, and the star of the fair, the animals. Visit claycountyfair.org for COVID information and to get discount tickets through March 31st. Make it a family affair to remember.
If you're worried about your hard-earned dollars becoming worthless or your 401k or IRA losing value, now is the time to move into gold. No, not gold or silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling Oxford Gold today at 833-600-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something real, like gold and silver. Get your free Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how you can have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Don't sit back and watch your savings and retirement accounts suffer. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. So do this. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, today, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With 1,000 people moving to Florida each day, the Florida Home Builders Association says their business is facing a construction workforce shortage to keep up with the demand. A bill banning trans females from women's high school and college sports is headed to the Florida House floor for a vote. And parking meter prices in downtown Jacksonville have quadrupled.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Rusty Payton is the CEO of the Florida Home Builders Association, is here on our Newsmaker line. Russ, before we get into some of the Florida legislative bills going on out there, we've been talking about it this morning. You got 1,000 people moving to Florida each day. You say there's a construction workforce shortage. Why is it? Is it just supply and demand? Is that the only problem?
Oh, no. It's part of the problem. You have a couple problems. One, we have spent a generation educating kids and telling them to go to college, and there's a real problem getting them to come into the trade.
Ah!
And then, yes. And then you compound that with we are now beginning to see some of these folks that have managed to address that issue, get workers, build businesses, and all of a sudden we've got some litigation issues where now some of these subcontractors, their businesses are folding. They are facing skyrocketing general liability crisis. So we're really getting hit in two separate ways. We've got a shortage of workforce, and we've got the businesses that are working closing down.
Hey, Rusty, I want to get back to the workforce. Because, I mean, when we talk about workforce college versus trade jobs, and let me tell you something, it's not something you cover every day, but when we bring it up, the phones just lit up. People are like, man, my son or daughter's making 20, 25 bucks an hour as a trade. They don't need to waste any money. They're happy. They're way behind. They got in supply and demand. They got so much work. I mean, they can't get it done. That's a fascinating debate, but there's another one you guys have talked about, which is called 558 claims, and it seems like the trial lobby, which is getting a lot of publicity this year, that they're involved, and this is one of the reasons why the contractors and some contractors are going out of business of building projects. Explain to the audience what this is.
That is a great question. 558 was created back in 2003 and worked for years, and it simply says this. Before you go to court and you try to sue a builder for a defect in the home, tell the builder what the problem is, give them the chance to fix it, or give them a chance, if you don't want them to fix it, to pay the money and hire somebody to fix it. And it worked so good at first that it only applied to residential projects, and the commercial guy said, hey, we want in. That's a great process. So the commercial guys came on board. And then you fast forward 10, 15 years later, what we're finding is that the trial bar is coming in and using this not to fix properties. People's homes are not getting fixed. they're finding ways to demand huge settlements. So settlements are coming out of insurance claims, and frankly, the properties aren't getting fixed. The people getting paid, quite honestly, are buying F-250s, and they still have whatever claim they said was wrong. And we often can't even inspect and tell you what's wrong with the home.
Oh, wait, back up. Whoa, Rusty, if I had a problem, unless you're very obnoxious, and I know you're not, I'm just saying, we sit down and we say, hey, Rusty, can you fix, I know a lot of people that say, hey, can you fix this, can you fix that? Are you telling me there's a lot of consumers out there that are going, is it because it's being advertised this way? They're just bypassing you. Will you and them have a contract? They're instead going straight to a lawyer?
They are going straight to a lawyer, and what happens? The lawyer comes into a neighborhood and says, okay, you've got a window leak, probably because of stucco, the flashing or something. You've got a window leak. It's created these problems. It's been going on for a year. They sign homeowner A up and says, we're going to go after a 558 claim, and we're going to get you money for that. And then they go to every neighbor who was billed by the same contractor and says, oh, Susie up the road's got a problem. Sign here. We're going to get you money. And what we find out, those people don't even know what their window was leaking. And all of a sudden, we have to, the contractors, the subcontractors are paying out these huge settlements.
This is not new. Why is it, has this been addressed before, or is this something that just really has really surged over the last few years?
It's really surged. It's surged over the last few years. We have tried for the past, I've been on board of the Homebuilders Association now 6 years. We've spent four legislative sessions trying to address this. And it really boils down to, and I say this with all a great deal of respect because it's what I do as well. I advocate for the Florida Justice Association, the trial bar. They have a great lobby. They spend a lot of money. And they come out and say, well, you're denying people the right to go to court. That's not correct. All we're saying is, folks, pull the contractor in, show them the problem, let them see if they can fix it. If they can't fix it, you still got a right to go sue them.
Rusty Payton, where you're talking with, he's the CEO of the Florida Home Builders Association. There's a thing called liability insurance costs, small businesses in the construction industry. They throw that cost on to people you represent. They've got to make that up. Where do they pass the cost on then to, if they got to make it up?
It's like any other cost. It gets baked into the cost of
right.
Home. If one of my contractors goes out and hires an AC person and their liability insurance just went 250%, when that AC person bids on that project, the cost of that liability insurance is built into that bid. It just drives the cost of housing up.
That's right. Rusty, I have dear friends that, as a former economics reporter, I pro and con of the insurance industry, but in the state of Florida, on property industry, they have told me, they've actually been on this radio show, they have told me, I think it's a fascinating story, and this kind of segues, they have said the reason why that costs are going up, one of the reasons why, he says, unfortunately, and this is with due respect, Tallahassee, as much as we talk about trial lobby, the trial lobby is getting their way. Nobody's battling the trial lobby, which means, and he told me the reason why, I told him you were coming on today, he says, you know what? He goes, I know if Rusty, he says, he's exactly correct when you guys talk about it, because I was asking about liability costs. He says, no one's fighting this, so costs just continue to go up, and that's the reason why things are becoming more expensive.
Yes, absolutely. Now, we are fighting it. So give us a little credit.
No, I mean, you are. Yes, I know you are. Yeah, but you said in the past.
Yeah, we are. But it is a difficult nut to go out there and crack. And we've got people. I mean, we have one person who I know of. I'm sure there's more. His insurance just went up 650%, and he's never had a liability claim. And the broker said it's because of these 558 claims that are getting settled out of court is the only reason your cost is going up. And that company's never had a 558 claim.
Rusty, we have a bill going on. We got House Bill 21, Senate Bill 270. Is always the last few weeks. We do this every year. We cover a lot of big state issues.
Yeah.
Where does this go, and what do you see happening?
Well, what we're trying to do in those bills is a lot of pieces and parts. I think there's a couple key pieces. There's one that says you have to have a real material defect. Don't just tell me that there's something so minor that, the cause is crooked. Okay, that's something, the contractor should fix. That's not worthy of 558 type stuff. But there's things in there that, to me, are common sense. Like, if you think you've got a 558 claim and you think there's the window's leaking, the contractor has a right to come in and look at the window. You can't just tell me there's water intrusion. That's what's happening now. The claim says there's water intrusion. Falls into the roof? Is it through the doors? Is it through the garage? Where is it? And that's all they'll tell you, and they won't let you see it. So let me come in and see it. Let me tell you how to fix it. Let me try to fix it real quick before this stuff goes any further. So we've got some common sense things into those bills. And one of the other things I think is driving the trial bar nuts, we actually say the owner has to know. And the owner, if you say, I will fix it, they have to sign on the dotted line that they're not going to let you fix it.
Right.
Russ, in many cases, Rusty, the owner doesn't know you've offered to fix it.
Real quick, 30 seconds. Where is this? Yep. Is this going to be decided or voted on? Where does this go in the next few days?
Well, right now we have not been able to get the bill up in the Senate committee, and we're hoping to get it up in the Senate Community Affairs Committee.
Well, guess what? That means you got some room for get this thing the ball going, and we will follow up on this, man. This is an interesting issue. I mean, the trial lobby again. Rusty Payton, CEO of the Florida Home Builders Association. Rusty, we're going to do it again. Thanks for coming on today.
Yes, sir. Thank you, partner.
All right, brother. More coming up next, 725 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with that usual light traffic around NAS Jax. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 85. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 61. Right now, 56 degrees.
You probably never expected this. The Me Too movement has now hit the iPhone. We are learning about smartphone size privilege, and it is evil. You see, my friends, a new iPhone stands accused of sexism by women. Ladies say the big 6.5-inch screen is too large for the average female hand. So now we know. 6.5 inches, too much, too big. And it's triggering a backlash. New York Times writer Zanepta Fekci says that women like her with small hands are stuck with something they can't hold and constantly risk dropping. British journalist Caroline Perez says the big device is too large for her grip and gave her a repetitive strain injury. It's science, folks. A 2015 study showed the average man's hand is an inch larger than a woman's, and every inch matters with big phone design. British MP Jess Phillips complains the default standard in technology is always that which suits a man, including men's pockets. According to an August 2018 survey of denim brands, the big iPhone will not fit into 60% of women's jeans pockets. So it's time to end male pocket dominance. When will sexist pig designers learn? When will we have Senate hearings over the discriminatory size of the iPhone? By the way, you can buy one that's only 4.7 inches, ladies. I mean, what's the deal here?
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Brandon Groover News Hour, Fridays 5 to 6 on WBOB, has accurately predicted the presidential election, the Capitol riots, and more. Hear the newsmakers and call in at 904-831-0600. This Friday's topic's the need for universal background checks, and Brandon and Doug discuss actions America can take to unify our country and address racial disparities while keeping our capitalist tradition intact. Join the discussion 5 p.m. Friday on WBOB, sponsored by Elite Home Health.
As you know, big topics over the last couple of years about social media. Should Facebook be regulated? Some of you say no. Some of you say yes. Some of you are less worried about your privacy concerned and more concerned about, hey, they deleted a post. Interesting. We'll have that debate. Does the state of Florida, can they get something done about this? We'll talk about it coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Amid distressing allegations of child abuse and neglect, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is demanding the Biden administration close a San Antonio facility housing unaccompanied migrant children. Abbott blames what he calls the president's open border policies for the problem, adding that the administration is now presiding over the abuse of children. Customs and Border Protection reports the arrest of a member of the notorious MS-13 gang. The individual was detained after entering the U.S. from Mexico. President Biden setting his sights on gun control. His latest executive orders, a half dozen of them, to be unveiled later today. The administration is now calling gun-related violence a public health epidemic. Wall Street Dow futures down 1 point, NASDAQ futures up 120. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. A man is dead after getting trapped under a tree stump grinder. Police say this happened yesterday afternoon on Redwood Avenue in Jacksonville. They're still trying to figure out exactly how it happened. She's still a school employee, but she won't be going near any students anytime soon. Gretchen Thompson, a 27-year-old science teacher at First Coast High, was arrested yesterday. She's accused of trying to initiate an intimate relationship with one of her students. He shot his brother, and he might have had no choice but to do it. Jacksonville police say that overnight yesterday, they rushed a man to the hospital from an apartment on Tall Pine Lane West and also took his brother into custody. Neighbors told them there was an argument before the shots rang out. A person's in bad shape after he was hit by a car in Jacksonville early yesterday morning. Police believe the person might have just stepped into traffic at Liberty and State Streets downtown. No one is sure, though, why this happened. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Florida's economy depends on restoring America's Everglades. Everglades restoration will not only improve our environment, it will create 65,000 new infrastructure jobs and support hundreds of thousands of jobs tied to the real estate, recreation, and tourism industries. Let's invest in our future. Restore America's Everglades. Create jobs. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Still dealing with that usual light traffic around NAS Jax. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 85. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 61. Right now, 56 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Teachers unions are still fighting a return to the classroom despite the huge number of vaccines being distributed. In his proposed infrastructure plan, President Biden outlines plans to build more high-speed rail. And with Florida announcing they will ban proof of vaccination requirements, ABC News reports more businesses and schools are considering whether to implement them.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming out last month, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he wanted to do something to regulate big tech privacy. I think it would be a top concern. Everybody else is, well, they censor my products. I want to go after them. I can see, and I don't support the censoring of that, but it's a private company. Can you tell a private? I mean, we can censor what is on this radio show, right, Rog?
Yeah, uh-huh.
The question is, can Florida do it? So should something be done? Gerard Semica is the attorney and vice president of the Consumer Action for a Strong Economy. So is there going to be more? I mean, Gerard, I understand that the Democrats don't like it because they don't think Facebook censors enough. Conservatives don't like it because they feel that, as the quote that you have said, they're being deplatformed out there. I don't like them being censored, but the argument is, hey, they're a private company, Twitter, Google, Facebook. They can do what they want. Some of the proponents of House Bill 713 in the state of Florida say this would do something about it. I understand about how they can hurt businesses. I get all of that by not allowing advertising. But Gerard, and I'm not a libertarian, by the way, but you get somebody out there, Gerard, can sit back and say, the company can do what it wants, Gerard. Why are we allowing big government to come and take over?
Well, I think what we'd argue is that these companies are actually even more powerful than the government. We're really not for activist government. We're getting to the point where we've got four companies that control the whole internet. And the left usually is in favor of expanding what's called public forums. And public forums are where people have the right to have the free speech protect.
Great point.
Protected. So,
great point.
President Trump himself lost a court case involving him blocking people. They said that as president, his digital platforms, he had to give access to all citizens. So we're seeing that these things, just because of the size and the enormous power that they wield, have become de facto public forums. And it hasn't really been settled law, but that's sort of where we're moving. And I think people would agree, because most of our communication is being done on this. You wouldn't be able to say that certain people couldn't have a phone line. So we're getting into kind of new legal territory, but it's clearly someone's taking a stand, Governor DeSantis and the Florida legislature, to push back against the enormous influence and abuse of power being exercised by these tech companies.
You know, you said something I totally am in agreement with. For years, those on the left have advocated more of a public forum. I mean, heck, they've advocated, expanding like the Fairness Doctrine Act and free publicity and public access. That is a great point you made. This is what I'm getting at. You've got interstate commerce. You got Facebook, which is out of California and all. What can Florida do? Is this more... and I understand that a lot of conservatives don't like this. I don't like it. I mean, we do a lot of advertising at FloridaDaily.com on Facebook. But if they turn me down, guess what? I'm still going to get my voice out there. They're not deleting my post out there. Does this legislation really have any teeth?
I think that's what we're going to find out. Really, this is really new territory for law. But I think what's the very positive thing that conservatives should take away from this is that, of course, these companies exert enormous influence, and they've been acting with impunity, where they can really do whatever they want. We've seen how they've influenced the elections. We've seen how they've deplatformed people. We've seen how they've manipulated the marketplace. So let's see if we can put some teeth into a law that says they're going to be held accountable. There will be private causes of action. There will be a registry of antitrust abuses. Let's see where that goes. At some point, their power is only growing, and it makes a lot of sense both to protect consumers, protect the economy, free speech, and the marketplace, that we don't allow such a strong concentration into the hands of four companies. People talk about breaking them up. Well, then you'll have a lot more companies, just smaller, exercising the same abuse of powers. So I think we have waited long enough for government to act. And again, we are not for activist government. We say let the marketplace decide. But you cannot let the marketplace decide when they control everything. You saw what happened to Parler. They will deplatform you, and then they will... Go ahead.
Gerard, I'm with you, but I understand the Parler. I mean, I think there's hypocrisy on the left. I mean, when the Capitol Hill riots took place, they weren't advertised. They were talking about this on Parler. It was on YouTube and Facebook. So I think they're the Facebook crowd's hypocrites. But Gerard, I'm going to get emails today. Well, Gerard, I'm with you. But when you're talking about we don't want activist government, but yet you want the government to come in and break up these monopolies, isn't that kind of like a reverse activist government, just from a different view?
Oh no, I'm not advocating a breakup. I'm not saying they should step in.
Or regulate.
Well, it's a regulation in the sense that the way any other business would be regulated, not to manipulate the marketplace, not to exhibit anti-competitive practices. And again, because this is digital, I mean, we have a digital ministry of information right now, where the population is being denied actually true and rightful information and being spoon-fed a bunch of nonsense and garbage and conspiracy theories from the left and being passed off as news. When the marketplace of ideas is shut down, it really makes us all poorer. And so we need to take some steps. And I think what the governor's doing and Florida's taking action on, and you see some other states doing it as well, they're pushing back. And it's a first step, and I think we should see where it goes. But leaving these mega companies unchecked, I think would be disastrous.
Gerard, you said digital. We get that on cable, some of the nonsense put out there. Trust me, I agree with you. But having said this, Walmart has been accused of being a monopoly. So is Amazon. I don't hear anybody talk about breaking them up. I mean, we got more. When people talk about monopolies, I see opportunities. For years as an economics reporter, the Targets, the Dollar General, the Family Dollars, all grown up because they don't want to deal with Walmart, or maybe they're not happy with Publix. Doesn't this create opportunity from the marketplace instead of having the government try to come in? I'm just saying, I'm going to hear that argument from a lot of people out there.
No, it's a solid one, but Walmart is a brick-and-mortar building. No one controls the roads. No one controls all the real estate. And yeah, but you will see companies through the FTC and through antitrust
Walmart
laws.
Walmart can control land value if it moves into a group or some people. I'm just saying, you already know this as a lawyer. There have been people. It's amazing. People would rather have a company of a manufacturer business with 50 people, which I like. But if Walmart comes in and wants to employ 500 people, they don't want them in their backyard. They say they drive down. They drive up costs for roads and bridges, and they drive down property. I'm just telling you what they say. I'm not saying I'm buying all that.
Sure. Well, there's actually a lot of communities that have banned Walmart, so there is an action they can take. There should be a way for regular people, for the democracy of whatever area or group you belong to exercise its power of self-control as a community. With the digital lines that we've got, with the way that they have controlled the platforms, it's very difficult. It's very interesting. If there's some apps out there you can load on your computer that will, for example, detect if any of your websites you go to reach out to any digital property owned or controlled by Google, Facebook, Amazon, or Microsoft, and you'll see that it's almost impossible to go to any website that does not have some resource or connection to those websites, whether it's downloading Google Fonts or using AWS, Amazon's web services. It's just a very scary concentration of power, and the way that we've seen them exercising their power is nefarious and pernicious and very dangerous compared to perhaps some government intervention to step in and say, hey, we're going to hold you accountable so you do not squeeze the marketplace of ideas and you do not control what consumers are allowed to consume and sell.
Gerard, where are these, always the last few weeks of Tallahassee, so we do a lot of, as we say, uploading on a lot of the news here. The two bills that we've talked about in the Florida Senate, at least the House Bill 713, I should say, on that side, is this going anywhere? Have they put it off? Are you surprised they haven't talked about it? Or are they going to be voting on this soon? Where do you see this going in the next couple of days or a couple of weeks?
My most recent news that I had was 713 was out of committee. 7013 was out of committee.
Okay.
And I think they're going to reconcile with 7072, which is a Senate bill. So everything I see, they're on track. Now, things can change by the minute or the day,
right?
But so far, we see that these bills are still live.
Gerard, I ain't saying this to kiss your rear end. Roger, you back me. We have we got more lawyers coming up here in a little bit. I get a lot of lawyers that try to give you, I get it. And I always say, guys, always talk macro, not micro. It's a very, you made things very simplistic. So I may agree or differ, but as long as it's just a simplistic conversation, I'm not saying this to appease you. You made it very simple from a lawyer. Sometimes when I talk to lawyers, I feel like I'm talking to an engineer.
Not even a single run-on sentence. Not even one.
Hey, Roger, actually, Gerard, lawyers make the best editors. That's the only problem is it takes them 2 hours to edit something. It can take them five, but they are perfectionists, and I like it. But you made things very simplistic. I think this debate about the social media and where does it go next, I think it's going to continue. And I got to have you back on, man. I enjoyed the discussion this morning.
I really appreciate that, Ed. Yeah, it's really about what kind of country and what kind of,
I'm with you.
We're going to have, yeah.
I'm just all about, if the government could come in, and I understand conservatives, but, they're acting like some of the Dems out there. They want to break up the big monopoly. I'm like, guys, man, you can.
Concerned about their soapbox issues getting out there than they are about privacy files being maintained on them. Very interesting. Okay.
We should step slowly, but thank you very much.
I like
guys.
The way
really
you think.
Appreciate being on.
Gerard Semica, the attorney and the vice president. He's an attorney of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy. Good discussion, Gerard. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it, man. He made us. I'm not saying it. I'm just telling you. I mean, Ron and Lindsay, very simplistic because we trained them that way. But anyway, what I'm saying, it was a good. I sometimes I get so much legalese. I'm sitting here going, ooh. So yep. Coming up next, the ripoff of the week. Adam Andrzejewski took some time, a week off. He's back on with us today. He always gives us the lowdown of the wasteful amount of spending that's not being reported. But we call this the ripoff of the week, of course, brought to you by Underwood Jewelers. Three locations, San Marco, Ponte Vedra, and Avondale at underwoodjewelers.com. The ripoff of the week coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on 295 headed south, right between Beach Boulevard and Town Center Parkway. Add about 4 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 85. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 61. Right now, 56 degrees.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
You're busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant offers the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzards or livers is $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp just $9.99. The classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original.
A plumbing problem is an immediate problem. You can't wait around for a convenient time for a plumber to stop by. Roland Reisch Plumbing is Jacksonville's award-winning get-it-done-right-away plumber. Call as soon as you see a problem. Call 904-260-7059. Whether the problem is large or small, routine or a middle-of-the-night emergency, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by to get it done right, on time, and at the right price. Call 904-260-7059. Your friends and neighbors have relied on Roland Reisch Plumbing for years. Roland's motto is, have a leak? No need to wait a week. Call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Check them at plumbingjacksonville.com. Make Roland Reisch Plumbing your plumber. Gives you peace of mind knowing somebody's standing by ready to help you 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing, 904-260-7059.
Remembering what Rush said then was right.
What do we do here every day? I simply report the news. All of it.
And still is.
And give you aspects of it and angles that you don't get in the drive-by media. Or maybe in any other place. We don't do topics here. We don't do guests. We just do the news of the day related to how I can use it to inform people what I believe. It's a way of explaining the horrors of liberalism.
Weekdays from noon till 3, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
This part of the morning show, the ripoff of the week, brought to you by Underwood Jewelers. Now, I go to them in person because I like to look. It's pretty, you got to go check out the, three locations. They're great. They're guys, the women love it, but they have stuff there for men as well. Three locations, Ponte Vedra. I go to the one in, Roger goes to the one in Ponte Vedra because that's his people. But anyways, I go to the one in, of course, in San Marco, the three locations, San Marco, Avondale, and, of course, Ponte Vedra. So go take a look at them. Or if you sit back and go, hey, I just want to sit back and read. I want to go online. Then go online. Go to underwoodjewelers.com. That's underwoodjewelers.com. The ripoff of the week, Adam Andrzejewski with the group OpenTheBooks.com. Also, senior policy contributor writer at Forbes. Com. You know, I'm looking forward. I think the infrastructure is going to be worse for the Democrats. I don't think the COVID one, because it just kind of ran through. People getting over the election. Now they find out that 80% of the bill has nothing to do with COVID related. And now we're hearing from experts that they don't think that this infrastructure bill will even get close to the light of day, is at least passing till September, which means more light will be shine on this. And the guy who does it, Adam Andrzejewski, you have talked about that what has been proposed now versus the Obama-Biden American Recovery Act, known as the stimulus in 2009, is there much that's been related, or is there differences between the two?
Well, I think it's the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act from 2009 on steroids. Just add zeros for as far as the eye can see, and then you've got the Biden-Bucks bill on infrastructure. So just what you said, you know, there's infrastructure spending here. About 7% of it, according to Fortune, is on direct infrastructure spending, and 93% of it is non-infrastructure spending. So here we go again. So look, there's, you know, Biden proposed $6 trillion worth of spending in his first 100 days on the job. We've never seen anything like this, Ed.
Okay, so I'm looking at some, I mean, I'm always going to openthebooks.com. We have heard Ross Vaught, the former OMB director under the Trump administration, even the Fox Business Network has been reporting that basically as of now, only 5 to 7% is, quote, about real infrastructure. The rest is about non-infrastructure.
Well, there's not a lot of detail in the bill, but here's five examples quickly of billions of dollars worth of waste. So you've got $10 billion dedicated to establishing for the first time ever a federal, quote-unquote, climate core. You can only imagine what this is with $10 billion climate inspection. I mean, these people are going to be in your face all the time on climate change and everything else to do with green energy. $10 billion to establish that. $12 billion to America's community colleges on top of the tens of billions of dollars they already threw at higher education. About $70 billion, they would put another $12 billion into that, and we've talked a lot about that on your program. Another $100 billion into K-12 schools, on top of the $200 billion they already threw at the schools and the CARES Act and the Rescue Act. And then you've got $100 billion on control of the Internet. They couch it as bringing high-speed internet to rural and poor areas. But here's what they don't tell you. They tell you tucked within that proposal, Ed, is government can establish, now government and government-picked nonprofits can establish internet service providers. They're not even satisfied with big tech censorship. They want to own the access points to the internet.
So you have said something here with a few minutes left that there is and there isn't a lot of details in the bill, which does allow, I mean, if it's at a $2.3 trillion price tag, that means there's going to be a lot in the House and Congress that I either assume are loaded up or they've already requested things in this bill, or they're going to load it more, which means this thing could jack up over to $3 trillion.
Well, that's right. So I think you have to look to the, since there's not a lot of detail here, we're searching for the next Solyndra. Everyone remembers Solyndra.
Right.
Solyndra in 2009 was actually the first government-backed company from the Obama-Biden administration on green energy out of that American Rescue, out of that American Recovery and Jobs Act, and $570 million of taxpayer dollars were wasted. It was gone in the first 6 months after getting funded. It was a big boondoggle. So our auditors are searching for the next Solyndra in that bill. You've got, you know, things like Abund Solar, $400 million of taxpayer dollars were wasted, went up in smoke on government-backed loans that came out of the Department of Energy and the Export-Import Bank as a result of that Obama-Biden bill in 2009. You've got Cala Solar, about $300 million went up in smoke because they took the dollars, again, out of the Export-Import Bank, out of the Department of Energy. So what happens when you do these infrastructure bills is that the Democrats gin up all these federal agencies to turn the spigots loose on all their different myriad of government programs to fund all these different projects that haven't been vetted, that haven't been put out on a transparent basis, that are tangentially related to infrastructure, but more related to progressive goals.
Yeah. Hey, Adam, I got about a minute left. they ran through that COVID bill. We hear from people that come on our show, people you would know that are experts in this industry. They say they don't think this is going to be ramrod. This could go all the way to September. Is it possible? Even a couple of the Democrats, Chris Coons from, was it Delaware, said that they can make go for a lower price tag. What do you say? As of now, it's April. What do you, or is it too early to tell this thing may go up or go down cost-wise?
Well, let's hope it goes down. I mean, Mitch McConnell said it's dead on arrival in the Senate. And look, I don't think they're going to get any Republican votes on this pork-laden proposal that's been put forth so far.
Right.
And look, if it's anything like, Ed, the Rescue Act, look, taxpayers bailed out L.A. City and L.A. County in California for $3.5 billion. Our auditors just found that the lifeguards there are making up to $400,000. Contrast that to Florida. The top paid lifeguard in the state of Florida made $120,000 last year. It's too much money, but it's not like $392,000.
Wait, what are they a lifeguard? A Mar-a-Lago?
You know, I'll dig it out. We'll talk about it next week.
Hey, listen, everybody always enjoys having you come on, and what a great piece of information is every week you always do with us. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks for your interest in our work.
We love it. Adam Andrzejewski from OpenTheBooks.com. The Ripoff of the Week brought to you by Underwood Jewelers. There's three locations, Ponte Vedra, San Marco, and Avondale. Go visit them. They're open. Or go to UnderwoodJewelers.com. That's UnderwoodJewelers.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane and just past Cassett Avenue. Add about 5 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 85. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 61. Right now, 56 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. President Biden is now A-OK with Communist China's Olympics and Carnival Cruises lost $2 billion. Those stories next.
Have you heard? Rodents are taking over. According to various news articles, recent COVID-19-related disruptions have caused abnormal behavior in rodents, making them become more aggressive. Don't let your home or business be invaded with a disease-carrying rodent infestation. Keep them away with Plug-In Pest-Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest-Free. Using the active wiring in your home or business, Plug-In Pest-Free goes to work, keeping rodents and pests away the more humane way without using toxic poisons or other harsh pesticides. Just plug it in. It's that simple. Now that's fair dinkum. Stop the infestation and order yours today at gopestfree.com and receive a free hand sanitizer pen with every order using promo code INK. That's gopestfree.com, promo code INK. Gopestfree.com, promo code INK. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
President Biden, who led the charge to yank Major League Baseball's All-Star game from Atlanta due to his objections over new voter integrity laws in Georgia, has absolutely no plans to boycott the 2022 Winter Olympic Games in Red China. Documented human rights violations in China seem not to upset the White House nearly as much as Georgia asking voters to produce ID before casting their ballots. Vote counting is still continuing in Alabama following an election by Amazon workers on whether they'll join a union. If they do unionize, they'll be the first of Amazon's 950,000 workers to do so. Carnival Cruises says the China virus cost it $2 billion in the first quarter, but bookings are picking up and 2021 is looking like a good year for sailing. Please join me three times each weekday for my updates from the Salem Radio Network here on this station. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
This year marks the 64th anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 64 years in business, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. For 64 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger's offers free evaluations and fittings by 4 board-certified podiatrists on staff. With a doctor's prescription.
prescription, they can custom make inserts in their on-site lab. And just in time for Easter, Boger Shoes is offering new spring Birkenstocks for your Easter babies or toddlers. Boger's now carries very stylish waterproof sandals, so let the kids enjoy the April showers. You can also save 20% simply by liking Boger Shoes on Facebook or following them on Instagram. Just show that info on your phone at checkout to receive your 20% discount. For 64 years, good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
So I think, you know, these things always float around. The Lieutenant Governor, Jeanette Nunez, is going to join us, I think. So we've been told she's going to join us here. We'll see what happens. Email address, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. We got the latest. DeSantis is sitting in front of supporters and the media. Mm-hmm. And I read it a little bit different. He goes after 60 Minutes and goes, everybody knew that they all lied.
Corporate media.
But he's looking at I think he's looking at the media when he says that. I may be wrong, but I saw the video. We'll talk about it coming up next. We got the clip. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.